Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And I am joined in here today with our fine folks who bring you Bartlesville's Got Talent, because we're just busting at the seams of talent. We got Sydney Dronick. We also have Michael Skor. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great, thank you.
Well, super. Now, the Lowe Family Young Scholars, we've got a whole lot of good things going on here. Not only you got the pack the backpacks, but the Bartlesville's Got Talent. You guys got a lot of things going on at the same time. How do you keep it straight?
Well, sometimes we really don't.
And if you don't have a calendar, forget it.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Now, first of all, let's go with the pack the backpacks. How's that going? How'd it go?
Well, we had a successful year.
Yeah.
We did not have quite as many students sign up. We had we're probably about 1,400 to 1,600 that we gave out. It was a lot, and it was successful. And we're looking forward to Bartlesville's Got Talent to help us with the funding so we can buy more supplies for next year.
And, you know, that really gets to be kind of a fun task. You have a lot of folks that come year after year, and they're ready to go. They're ready to hit the ground running, aren't
they? Yes, we do. We have a lot of people that look forward to it, and they will call us to sign up or sign up on our website. So it's really been a successful program, and the community enjoys it because they can see what they're doing and what they're giving to the students. So it is a wonderful program. And I'm lucky enough to be on the board of Pack the Backpacks and Lowe's Family Young Scholars.
There you go. Now, Michael Sikora, you're the executive director. You've been busy. First of all, hats off to you for that presentation on 9/11. That was nothing short of stellar.
Thank you very much. Yes, we have been turning around from one event to another, and we've turned our time and attention towards Bartlesville's Got Talent. November 13th, we are hosting a talent show at the community center, and 9/11 was just right around the corner at Unity Square, so we're staying in the same location for both events, but we're super excited to be a part of Bartlesville and the community and to engage in the community with a lot of talent.
Now, with the Bartlesville's Got Talent, we've already had some folks do their auditions on the YouTube, is that right?
We've done auditions earlier in the year.
Yeah.
They submitted through YouTube or Facebook video or however means. We had a couple different options. however, they got the video to us. So we've done the auditions, and we'll do auditions again. We're looking forward to repeating this next year.
Mm-hmm.
So if you didn't get to audition this year, please consider auditioning next year.
Mm-hmm. Now, when is the actual date of Bartlesville's Got Talent?
November 13th.
November 13th.
Yeah, Saturday at 7 p.m.
All right.
Doors open at 6:15, general seating. So buy your tickets online. You can buy your tickets at the box office at the night. Just get there early so you can get a good seat.
Well, I tell you what, this is great. It all goes for a great cause, which is the Lowe Family Young Scholars Program. Tell us about the program.
So the Lowe Family Young Scholars Program, although it's a mouthful, it's pretty simple. We partner with Big Brothers Big Sisters for mentor, and we use mentors to prepare students for college. Once they go through our program and have been prepared, then we offer them a scholarship to Oklahoma Wesleyan, RSU, or OSU.
Wow. Now, when we go back to pack the backpacks, of course, you got to get good grades, and you really can't have good grades unless you show up for school prepared. And this is what the backpack program ensures, is that every kid has a great chance to start off with everything they need.
That's correct. We do take the list from each school,
yeah,
and we are able to fill almost every supply that the teacher will ask for. We do take some supplies to the schools, but we have done a lot, and our Lowe's Family Young Scholar students help us.
Well, they do.
They come and they volunteer, and their parents volunteer, and their mentors. And so this is why it's been a good working relationship, and we're happy to help each other out to do Bartlesville's Got Talent. So we split the proceeds.
That is really great. That is really great. So, folks, you know, your votes go and your ticket purchases go to help both entities. Now, when we get to the talent part here, How do we figure out who wins?
We have judges.
Oh, sweet.
In fact, they're very well known, wouldn't you say?
I think so.
So we, and then we also have a people's choice.
Yeah.
And so people can vote for the talent that they would like to see win.
Is this where you buy a vote?
Yes, it is.
Just like Home Chicago. Oh, I'm sorry, I said that. Inside voice. But anyway, yeah, you can do that with your dollars. You put in basically a donation, and that counts as a vote?
That's correct.
Yes. You can actually preload your votes, how many votes that you want, online on the Barzil Community Center ahead of time. And if you choose to wait for your talent and see your talent and figure out how much votes they earn, so you can buy some votes at the night in intermission or beforehand or after the show. So we'll be counting the votes at the end of the night and telling everyone how successful and how they did.
Oh, well, this is really good. You know, this is a lot of fun. The first one that took off, folks were going, I don't know. And they had a ball. They just had a blast, and I'm glad it's being repeated.
Well, we're glad that we're able to do it again, too. It was disappointing that we could not do it last year, but we felt with everything going on, there was no way that we could do that.
Yeah, so, because it would have turned into Bartlesville's got COVID. We wouldn't want that.
Exactly.
Yeah. you don't want to ruin a good thing. A hiatus is always good sometimes, but this is really wonderful. And, of course, the great work that gets done today, you see the payoff in the children who grow up to be young people and then adults later on. It's one of those things that it's a gift that keeps on giving long after you've made the initial gift.
Well, a lot of our students that are in the Lowe's program will come around later and say that they would like to mentor someone when they are older. So that's wonderful when we can teach young people a responsibility to give back to the community.
Michael, you've seen this up close in the last couple of years or so. It's got to touch you really, really right there in the heart when you see the kids say, hey, you know, that meant so much to me. I want to kind of carry the torch forward.
Yeah, we really are looking for a sustainability of mentorship. It really is just passing the baton to the next generation, and it is very heartwarming to see a giving back when they don't have to, and when they start to have their own families. These are the kids that went through our program that are having kids now. And if that doesn't put a timestamp on
things.
How long? Yeah, exactly. And so we've been the Lowe Family Young Scholars Program has been around for 15 years, and you know, hopefully we'll keep going and see these returns on the students and to see the impact that these students are having in our community and the communities if they move away. But a lot of our kids have stayed around in Bartlesville and giving back to Bartlesville.
Now, Cindy, you're an educator.
Yes, yes.
And so you get to see this through a variety of different lenses as a mom, as an educator, and now as a volunteer.
Well, and I was a mentor.
And a mentor as well.
Yes, and the person I mentored now has a really good job with an accounting firm, and so she's successful, and that makes me feel wonderful to see how successful she is and to see how successful the other students in our program have been. It is an investment, and it does make you feel like you have accomplished something, and it's so worthwhile, both programs, and so it's a wonderful thing for the community to be involved with.
And once again, you can help two great programs with one great time, and that would be Bartlesville's Got Talent November 13th, and that'll be out there at the Bartlesville Community Center, and you can get your tickets online. You can get them at the box office, and don't forget on the People's Choice for your talent, you can buy votes, and this is where it really goes a long way for our kids, for both programs, for both Pack the Backpack and the Lowe Family Young Scholars Program.
Yes, yes.
Something else, you know. You know, this community, we have a lot of good partnerships with nonprofit agencies, and it's amazing how a handshake and a smile will go a long way to help others out who otherwise wouldn't have a chance to be all they could be.
Well, it's amazing to me what a giving community Bartlesville is. The people in Bartlesville really look out for others. And to me, that is what it is all about.
And Michael, you've seen it up close too.
Yeah, it's just been probably even more heartwarming to see the effect that Bartlesville has on the volunteering and the giving, and our students see that. Our students are watching this. It touches me, but it touches me even more to see our students pick up on this and to be a part of it in this way.
When they see how this is benefiting them, they say, hey, this is the way it's supposed to be, and they carry on that goodwill.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. It it teaches the students responsibility and community service, and that's what we hope we can do in both organizations, but especially with the Lowe's, because Michael can tell you the students do service projects, mm-hmm. and they have quarterly meetings, so it's quite a bit.
This is amazing. Now, how can we get a hold of you, Cindy, when it comes to Pack the Backpack? If anybody wants to write you a big, substantial check.
Oh, my gosh. We will gladly accept that. And we do have a website with Pack the Backpacks, and we also have a Facebook page. The official name is Washington County School Supply Drive.
Got it.
But they can go to just Pack the Backpacks, and you can find our website. So we would always appreciate donations.
There you go. And Michael, for you?
Our website is lowyoungscholar.org. You can also call me at 918-766-6675. We're on Facebook as well. Bartlesville's Got Talent has its own Facebook, and we have our own Low Family Young Scholars Facebook page. So you can find us in a multiple different places and locations.
You're everywhere. You're everywhere.
We try.
I want to thank you both for coming in, being on our Community Connection today.
Thank you so much
for having us.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member.